looking forward to it now because it's been, I suppose, 3 weeks now since the last round against Bolella. So we're just really looking forward to get out there now and get into it now, and hopefully we can get back into an Ulster final now if we get the one. So
yeah,
it's been 10 years since we were there. So
as you mentioned, defeated Bolella in O'Donnell Park in the first round, and I suppose that got you up and running again after winning Donegal for the first time in what, 19 years.
Yeah, I know. The last game now was good now because especially the way things are going at half time now, it didn't look too good. But the second half now, we've got a big performance now, and thankfully got over the line now, and just sets us up well now for tomorrow. So hopefully we can get to see him again just and keep pushing forward.
And talk to me about Gort na Mona. They were very much the favourites to come through in their first round game against Derry Noose, but the Armagh champions took them to a replay.
Yeah, in fairness now, they did put it up to them now because Gort na Mona are just down from Intermediate there in Antrim, like, so they're called the side. Like, so we know they're going to be a serious threat tomorrow now. So I'm just, you know, fairness to them, Derry Noose done well against them, like, but hopefully now tomorrow we can just really get over the line against them now.
And I suppose, like all favourites, they did prove in the replay they won it comfortably enough, though not overly comfortable.
Yeah, no, I just got there in a couple of points now, so it wasn't really that much in the end now, so I'm sure, hopefully, if it's all the way around for us tomorrow, we'll be happy enough, I'd say.
And tell me, other than that they've come down from Intermediate to Junior in Antrim, what else do you know about them?
No, I just got a couple of quality hurlers now. There's one or two lads who are knocking with the Antrim panel there the last couple of years, and then a few lads who were in the minor squad as well, too. So, I'm lucky enough now, our management got the chance to go up and take a look at them there the last day, too. So, we have our bit of homework done about them now, so hopefully we can just come to fruition now tomorrow.
And tell me, as you mentioned, you have 3 weeks now since your last game, so plenty of time to get a good bit of work done. Have you got much done?
Yeah, we've been flat out, to be honest now. We're going 3 nights a week now for the last 3 weeks, so you're meeting up a lot, like, and you know, you're spending time in the evening too when you can talk a lot about the next team coming up now, especially going to Mona after watching them. So now we're looking forward to it now. It's just kind of a matter now too of just getting out and hit, like.
And then on the injury front, I think you're fairly okay, aren't you?
Yeah, no, it's not too bad now. Obviously, there's a few long-term injuries there, like the James Callaghan have been missing now, but all are not there now. The majority of the boys from the county final should be there tomorrow, like, so.
So tell me, Danny, what's it going to take?
It's just going to look, well, hopefully now the weather kind of dries up for both teams, like, but it's just going to be a typical winter hurling, like, it's just going to be a complete dogfight, like, and whichever team wants the most will probably hopefully come out on top, so just hopefully now we've got that in the tank now, and we're hungry to get back to the Ulster final for that first time in 10 years, you said.
Yeah, of course, you were in back-to-back finals back then, I think, as well. Lost both of them.
Yeah, lost in 07 and 08 now. We lost by Armagh in 07 by a point, then we lost by Lisbeth, I think, as well in the 08 final. So it's funny, they went on then to one and Intermediate then a couple of years after, and they're playing senior this year. Like, so hopefully now if we can get into an Ulster final, we've maybe follow a similar path.